This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
1834 on Power of Business, and indeed move on to that conversation now, the Africa Wealth Report 2022. On the line, I'm joined by Andrew Emmels, who's head of research at New World Wealth, and we're taking stock of the number of dollar millionaires on the African continent. Andrew, a pleasure. Good evening.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Brilliant. Andrew, keen to maybe start off by getting a snapshot of what, the data is telling us at this point. This is the ninth year of the report. Maybe we can even talk about how it has performed over this time.
Essentially, as you mentioned, it's the ninth year. If people want to find it, it's on the Henley & Partners website. And, according to our latest stats, there's just over 135,000 U.S. dollar millionaires, in U.S. dollar terms, millionaires in U.S. dollar terms living in Africa as of December 2023, so the end of last year, so a few months back. And that number is down 8% over the last decade. So it hasn't been a particularly good decade in terms of millionaire growth in Africa when you look at millionaires in dollar terms. But going forward, we're expecting very strong growth of around 60%, mainly driven by strong growth in places like Mauritius, Kenya, Namibia, Rwanda, and Morocco.
I must ask you, what has been the impediment to the growth of dollar millionaires on the African continent?
Well, it's mainly been a product of the poor performance in the big three, which are South Africa, Egypt, and Nigeria. So South Africa, Egypt, and Nigeria make up about 45% of Africa's dollar millionaires. And those three countries have all had negative growth. Nigeria, the number of U.S. dollar millionaires in Nigeria has halved over the last decade. And in South Africa, it's down by about 20%. And in Egypt, it's down by about 20%. So it's mainly those three markets that have pulled down overall growth.
Well, that said, are we seeing dollar millionaires on the continent fleeing for greener pastures in other parts of the world?
Yes, that's definitely a factor. I'd say probably about 70-80% of the decline has been a product of just poor performing local stock markets and poor business growth. But probably about 20-25% of the decline has been due to migration of wealth people that have essentially left the continent.
I'm also keen to speak about what we might be seeing about the possibility of billionaires emerging on the continent.
Well, we did look at billionaires. There's currently 21 billionaires living in Africa, out of a global total of about 2,500. So it's quite a small proportion of total global billionaires, but definitely that wealth band could well increase quite heavily going forward. Also, we look at the centi millionaire band, which is people with over 100 million US dollars. So that's about 2 billion rand. So that those people are very wealthy, and there's about 242 of those, or they are 342 centi millionaires living in Africa. So that wealth band is actually quite interesting, and there could be very strong growth in that area.
And I must also ask you here about, the overall upward mobility that we are seeing in the continent here and those that do emerge as dollar millionaires. How is that faring?
Well, it's mainly sectors, the traditional sectors like financial services, professional services like law firms, come in under professional services, and then you've obviously got the mining and basic material sector. Those are the main sectors in terms of millionaires in Africa. But going forward, we're expecting that to evolve. We're expecting areas like fintech, software development, business process outsourcing, wealth management. We're expecting those sectors to be the real drivers of growth in Africa over the next decade.
Andrew, talk to us about Africa's most expensive cities.
Well, that's actually quite an interesting thing we look at in the report. We look at the most expensive cities in terms of square meter prices. So one of the most expensive cities in Africa, well, Cape Town, unsurprisingly, is the most expensive. Then Granby, which is a small village in Mauritius, is second. And then third is Plettenberg Bay. Fourth is Hermanus. Fifth is Marrakesh. Sixth is Mhlanga. Seventh is Sandton in Johannesburg. And eighth is Tangier in Morocco. And then Cairo in Egypt. And then Casablanca. So South Africa has five cities or towns in the most expensive towns or cities in the world for prime property.
It's very interesting. I'm also keen to find out about where we are expecting, the next, I think, generation of dollar millionaires to emerge from. Of course, we've spoken about the big three, South Africa, Egypt, and Nigeria. Do we expect these countries to maintain that top three status? And if not, where else are we expecting these dollar millionaires to emerge from?
Well, going forward, we'd accept pretty strong growth across the board. We're expecting particularly strong growth in certain cities, such as, for instance, the Whale Coast, which is obviously in the Western Cape, Cape Town, Kigali in Rwanda, Windhoek and Swakopmund in Namibia, Nairobi, Tangier and Marrakesh, which are both in Morocco. Those are the cities that we're expecting to really perform strongly over the next decade. And also we're expecting Lusaka in Zambia and Mombasa in Kenya to attract a growing number of high net worth residents.
Also interesting, I think, when I was reading up on this, Andrew, is that, the economic mobility of Africans and their ability to travel internationally has been restricted by various factors. Talk to us about that and what that essentially means for wealth and how it moves.
Yes, absolutely. Well, essentially, Henley and Partners, who are our partners in the report, they do the Global Passport Index, so they compare the number of destinations that one can travel to visa-free. And African countries, a lot of them don't perform that well. The top performer on that, the top African countries on that Henley Passport Index include the likes of Seychelles, Mauritius. South Africa's ranked third in terms of global visa-free access. But all of them are pretty far behind, like the top players like Singapore, And so that's an area that definitely could help Africa going forward if they could increase the number of destinations that people can travel to from Africa visa-free.
Well, Andrew, it's been fascinating hearing all about this. Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Brilliant. Go well. That is Andrew Amboise. He's a head of research at New World Wealth, speaking to us about those wealth trends emerging from the African continent there. And also, that poor performance from the top three, South Africa, Nigeria and Egypt, causing that number to be challenged. I think the numbers there could be better for those three destinations. But of course, we speak here every single day, for instance, about how poorly the stock market is faring and all of that. The business confidence that is low speaks to, the fact that people are unable to make the money they would make, even ordinary people there. But I thought we'd just take a snapshot into what's happening with the riches of the rich on the continent.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.